Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
News. I'm Dave Packer. Reassurance for U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific, particularly Taiwan, from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, that they'll not be left alone to face increasing military and economic pressures from China.
Beyond our borders and beyond our neighborhood, we are reorienting toward deterring aggression by communist China.
Hegseth calling China an imminent military threat. Just outside of Pittsburgh Friday, President Trump announcing a new tariff, this time on steel.
So we're bringing it up from 25%, we're doubling it to 50%.
Lots of applause from the U.S. steel workers he was speaking to, celebrating a deal with Nippon Steel investing $17 billion in U.S. steel. A major win for the White House in the battle over immigration. The Supreme Court granting the Trump administration's request to revoke humanitarian parole for more than 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. This is ABC News. After more than 40 witnesses and nearly 6 weeks, the prosecution accusing Massachusetts woman Karen Reed of murdering her boyfriend John O'Keefe rested their case this week, with Reed now beginning to make her case. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
Karen Reed mounting her defense, walking into court telling reporters she feels confident. To create some doubt, the defense putting up their own accident reconstruction expert to poke holes in the timeline prosecutors presented. Using data from Reed's car and O'Keefe's iPhone, their expert saying it's possible that O'Keefe used his iPhone after Karen Reed allegedly backed up her car, muddying the prosecution's theory.
A semi-truck crash unleashing a massive swarm of bees, causing quite the buzz in Washington state. The truck hauling 250 million bees, losing its load on a rural stretch near the Canadian border. 70,000 pounds of honey beehives falling from the truck's bed, letting the bees break free. Beekeepers working to find the queens to hope some of the bees will return. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a very pleasant late spring day today, with lots of sunshine and a high at 75. Mainly clear, a little cooler tonight, 46. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again, a high of 79. Sunday night, a few clouds move in, 55 for a low. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. We're expected to top out at 88 degrees. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers likely, 79. Any rain ending early morning for your midweek. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid with a high of 75. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Thank you. lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Why should you choose local radio for your business? Flexibility and speed. Need to promote a sale or special event quickly? WRCO radio ads can be produced and aired much faster than other forms of advertising, allowing you to be responsive to your business and customer needs.
Your first love. There's been others before me, but I'm the one that's got you now. That's all that matters to me. I know other arms have held. I'm not jealous of these. Mine are the arms that hold you now. That's all that matters to me. I came alive when you came along. Honey, I don't care what's in your past. You're as far as I can see. I know other lips have kissed you,
on the lips that kiss you now. That's all that matters to me. And on the lips that kiss you.
Such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
A milestone reached and a future launched. The Kickapoo LaFarge Class of 2025 is ready to soar. With best wishes from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Joan Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Garyland Transportation.
Slip away. She started the show a few months ago, and she had to go. That's how she wound up on the back seat of a Greyhound bus, head on down with the windows up, staring at the rest of her life. She never thought this would be the place where she would find her saving grace, but she fell in love. She fell in love on the back seat of a Greyhound bus.
to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dance in a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet. As she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.
And rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc by disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, and built to perform. Backed by serious savings, but hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center today, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Yippee! Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. In high school baseball action from last night, we have one final. Fenimore defeated Belmont 4-0. In girls soccer, Prairie du Chien over La Crosse Logan Luther 3-0, and Dodgeville Mineral Point shut out Columbus 1-0. In track action from yesterday, the WIAA Division II McFarland Sectional held at McFarland. Team rankings for the girls: Richland Center finished 21st with 11 points. River Valley finished 25th with 7. In the boys' team rankings, Richland Center with an 18th place finish with 13 points. River Valley finished 19th with 12. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, it was Richland Center's team finishing fourth. That included Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden. Richland Center had a fourth-place finisher in the girls' shot put, with Madeline Huber finishing fourth. The boys' 100-meter dash, Division II, finishing fourth place was Wesley Hatfield of River Valley. Wesley Hatfield of River Valley also a fourth-place finish in the boys' 200-meter dash. The WIAA Division III Bangor Sectional Finals were held at Bangor High School last night. Team rankings, the girls, it was a fourth-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge with 50 points, and Riverdale finished 26th with 9. The boys' team rankings, Iowa Grant finishes in 12th place with 20 points, and the Ithaca Weston team finished 13th. They had 19 points on the night. In boys' state qualifiers, we see the boys' 200-meter dash. Adric Egge from Kickapoo Lafarge finished in first. Adric Egge also had a first-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge in the 400-meter dash. First place for Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee in the boys' 1,600-meter run. Clayton Lee picked up a second-place finish for Ithaca Weston in the boys' 3,200-meter run. The boys' 4x400-meter relay, Kickapoo Lafarge took first place. It was Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter on that relay team. The boys' 4x800-meter relay, a second-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Arlen Walter, and Landon Turgeson. The boys' high jump, a second-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge's Adam Boyson. And in the boys' long jump, Adric Egge finished second for Kickapoo Lafarge. In the girls' side of things, it was a third-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge's Ava Young in the girls' 100-meter dash. The girls' 400-meter dash, Kickapoo Lafarge's Jaden Snagel finished second. The 4x100-meter relay belonged to Kickapoo Lafarge, a first-place girls' finish, Katie Randau, Ava Young. It was Chloe Walter and Jewel Kleinsasser on that team. The 4x200 girls' meter relay, first-place finish for Kickapoo Lafarge, Jewel Kleinsasser, Chloe Walter, Ava Young, and Katie Randau. And the girls' 4x400-meter relay picks up a third-place finish. That team consisted of Katie Randau, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andalusik, and Jaden Snagel.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
You're the only world I know. You're the one I can't let go. You're my laughter and my tears. And I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know. Ooh. Ooh. And my day, you're my one love all the way. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know.
Sonny James, part of your weekend wake up. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing a big 50 degrees.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a very pleasant late spring day today with lots of sunshine and a high at 75. Mainly clear, a little cooler tonight, 46. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, nice again, a high of 79. Sunday night, a few clouds move in, 55 for a low. Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. We're expected to top out at 88 degrees. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers likely, 79. Any rain ending early morning for your midweek. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, cooler and less humid with a high of 75.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Well, you won't take my calls and you won't answer my knock. There must be something wrong, but girl, how can we talk? Why don't you write me a letter?
Write me.
the sooner the better.
Ride me, ride me.
All of this uncertainty is really hurting me. I ask your friends and neighbors if they've seen you around. The way they shake their heads, I think you're putting me down. Why don't you write me a letter?
Ride me, ride me.
The sooner the better.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are like there's a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings are all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life
she made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. How she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me is right.
That's Richland Center's very own Donnie Raisin. Something about the way she smiles. Donnie's going to be playing live music today in Soldiers Grove. 1 o'clock at Country Gardens. Head on out to that. I will be there. We'll see you there. We'll see Donnie there. We'll hear Donnie there, most definitely. Great music. Part of our local music set. 5:39, here's Johnny Horton.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding. Big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. To Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
WRCO.
This Memorial Day, may we carry the memory of our nation's heroes with pride, gratitude, and purpose. With respect from Muscadet American Legion Post 85 and Richland Cattle Center, proud to support our veterans and their families.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics, now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalar's at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
I'll go
to my grave,
loving you. I'd give
all I've saved,
loving you.
I've worked
day and night,
loving you.
nobody does it as well as the Statlers. I'll go to my grave loving you. At 6 o'clock, about 13 minutes from now, we'll have a news update from the ABC News Radio Network. And right before that, a look at farm news. All part of your weekend wake-up, including Blackhawk.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. Still, she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
From the Revolutionary War to today, every name, every story, every sacrifice matters. We remember you this Memorial Day. Honored to support this message, Jones Chevrolet and House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, remembering the fallen.
Thank you.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Brazil is expected to produce another big soybean crop this coming year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. The harvest of Brazil's most recent soybean crop is essentially wrapped up for the season, but there are expectations already that Brazil's going to plant more soybeans for the next crop year. Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk tells Brownfield that while the focus in Brazil is on the second corn crop right now, there's already a lot of talk about farmers increasing their next soybean crop planted area for one very big reason.
For next year, yes. I think right now, the South American bean crop is still, basically wrapping up, and the Brazilian crop harvest is wrapping up. The focus is more on corn, and that market is conspicuously quiet. You saw some private estimates start to increase this week as well, but everything points to South American crops increasing again next year. Largely just because of, the demand that they're seeing out of China for their products.
Stateside, Toy does tell Brownfield that while demand for corn overall continues to be solid, that doesn't mean that there aren't some questions about demand as we get into the final quarter of the current marketing year.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to this point, the cattle herd has not expanded to what people have thought. If they're seeing increase in feed demand, it's on larger animals. We're just feeding these cattle out heavier. So, but there's, I think that ultimately, while we're looking for higher export numbers, I do think residual numbers maybe come down. So maybe carry out isn't necessarily impacted that much. It's just kind of a rob Peter to pay Paul, if you will, type scenario on the S&Ds are concerned. And then I don't think, necessarily, ethanol margins are that great, you're seeing a strong ethanol environment out there.
Over the past week, we did see some mixed indications of corn demand. While U.S. ethanol production hit a two-month high and stocks fell to a year-to-date low, margins did tighten for the average Iowa plant, and export sales numbers for both old and new crop corn were below a week ago. Next round of supply and demand estimates is out June 12th. And now, for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, Sean. There was a light direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday following the light business that took place on Thursday. For the week, live deals in the South were marked at $221 to mostly $223, $2 to $3 higher than the prior week's business. Dress deals in the North were at $368 to mostly $370, $6 to $8 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture said it was a pretty quiet week in sale barns throughout the state of Missouri.
Most of our volume takes place early in the week, and most of those barns, first couple of days this week, just stay dark. When everything's tabulated, we're just barely going to break 10,000 head of feeders this week. Most of the calves that came through, very small drafts, kind of gooseneck size loads. It was hard to find any big drafts of calves. Now, we did have a few pretty impressive sales of some yearlings this week. We had some sales at Unionville, those Rockin' R steers that sold. But when we look at some of the sales that stuck out, there was a gooseneck load of 538-pound steers at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains that sold for $397.50, the state average on those light five weights at even $4 this week. Then we kind of got to jump up to some of the yearlings before we had any decent sized drafts anywhere. 22 head of 705-pound steers at Unionville sold for $339, the average statewide on those light seven weights at $330. Had 45 head of 750-pound steers at Kingsville sell at $323. And then those seven full pot loads of Rockin' R steers at Unionville, they were a touch heavier this month than what they brought last month. We were 875 to 910 pounds, and they sold from 293.75 to 299.50. On the heifer side, had about a half a gooseneck load of 505-pound heifers at Windsor Livestock Auction that sold at 382.50. The average statewide on this light run this week, 353.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, properly weaned pigs were mostly steady and feeder pigs were steady to firm. Demand was moderate to good with moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was $49.97, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $82.26. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
WRCO is gearing up for summer baseball broadcast this year. Coming up on Sunday, the Cazenovia Reds will be hosting the Sauk Prairie Twins. And we'll have a call on WRCO FM 100.9, along with WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. I'm Phil Lee, inviting you to join us for select home talent games all summer long. Sunday, it's Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia, live from Cazenovia Memorial Park.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the live request show again this Saturday night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Those were the days we'll be taking requests from all of the eras that we play, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll stop and park for a time in 1987. For the days on WRCO between 6 and midnight Saturday night. We'll rock and roll and have some great fun on the radio once again. Our Those For The Day show is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mastodon Records, and A&W of Boscobel.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth delivering a landmark speech in Singapore where he warned that China might pose an imminent military threat. And with increasing Chinese saber-rattling directed at Taiwan, this...
To be clear, any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force